That's Adam Lambert with If I Had You. You're on Radio Life and Style, and you're moving through the morning with me, Leah G. It's April, it's a brand new month, and I'm bringing you a brand new segment and brand new perspective this month. We're talking the power of pause. And my guest today is none other than Yachty, Taylor Aboud. You may know her as the Galley Girl. If you follow her on Instagram, you will be drooling for her delicious food. But she is on dry land. Tinks, how are you, my friend?
Oh, so good, Leah. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You
it's
are
so nice
welcome.
To be on. Thank you.
Please do not get nervous. You speak to and do beautiful work for so many other important people. And I think that you deal with such huge pressure. And that's a topic that we're going to unpack here today, because yachting, it is. It's a glamorous industry. It's a glamorous kind of space to be in, especially as a young person. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to see the world. Perhaps a gap year turns into a career. And it's really, really hard to find balance in a space like that. And I know that you are here on a break right now. Mm-hmm. And you are also currently moving in the space where you are looking at phasing out of yachting and transitioning into a more permanent roots down kind of career on this side. And that's really what I would like to unpack today. So why are you home?
Well, I just finished up a contract, and I feel like this particular contract was challenging in many ways. Mm. And I just thought to myself, you know what? It's no good that I just race to the next boat. I actually need to take a break. I need to come home, and I need to figure out what it is that I want for the next step, especially because, you know, going over each time is getting harder and harder. As I said, you know, I'm trying to phase out of the industry. I'm trying to figure out how to get myself land-based. And so, you know, going over is getting a bit harder because I'm not going over with the same passion and enthusiasm as I was when I was younger. You know, I'm dying for a sense of routine. I never thought I'd be the type of person to say that, in terms that, like, I'm dying to get settled and, you know, I'm dying to push some of my relationships that I have here further. You know, it's always a hello for 2 months and then I'm gone again, and life moves on here and I'm away and I'm just stuck on my little bubble, which is the boat. You know, not even keeping up with the news.
Not even keeping up with the Kardashians.
Never mind, you know, the friends and how quickly life just moves on here. So, you know, what you're saying is so true, and to take a break is so important, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm just taking a break, trying to figure out what my next step is. You know, just having some time to be with family and friends, which is so important. My sister's a new mom, so I'm reveling in being an aunt for the first time.
That is beautiful.
And yeah, and just, you know, taking it slow and figuring out what to do next. And
And do you find that that is a commonality with everybody that goes over onto the yachts? You kind of reach a point where, you know, home is tugging a little bit harder than what the wanderlust is. But now you're faced with a dilemma, because you have a very unique set of skills that only really applies in the yachting industry, unless you have gone over as a trainer or a chef or some other kind of qualification. But if you maybe have just gone over with willingness as a young person, you've become a stewardess, maybe you're a deckhand or whatever it is that your position is, it's unique to the yachts. And now you need to and you want to resettle within a community, but you don't really know where your place is. Is that a common thing?
Well, no, it's very true. And, you know, being now in the yachting industry for 4 years and having a lot of friends who I started with and are in the same you know, situation as me, it's really true. And especially for women, because we do feel like we have this forced cap on our career in yachts. You know, when it comes to our age, you know, it's hard to you know, continue as long as as men do, because we do, we have this sort of like pressure to leave at a certain time, you know, societal pressures to
and
leave
at a
certain time.
And is that also the pressure to settle down and start a family?
Yes, for sure. I mean, and I think it's something that happens organically. I mean, I'm the type of person that I don't think life ends at 30. I'm just getting going, you know. But I can feel in myself, like I was saying, you know, who I was when I left is not wanting those same things, like a sense of routine, that individualism. It's stuff that
a sense of connection,
primarily actually starting to kick in, and I'm wanting, you know, and that novelty of of when I left and having be always on the move and not being settled and being constantly around people, that was something I craved and I loved. Whereas now, to be alone on my couch with a cup of coffee is all I want.
And your bubba.
And a routine and you know, to have that sense of individualism, whether it's potting plants or joining a pole dancing class or being able to meet that friend at 10 o'clock coffee, you know, I want to be able to do that. And when you're working 7 days a week on a boat without being able to get off and go meet your own friends, and even the friends that you work with are not friends you particular, it's not company you're choosing, it's company you're forced to be with,
for sure.
So, you know, I think you, the older you get, you start to really value that when you're home, value the time and the energy of who you're giving to that, to who you're getting that from, the extramural activities you can go do, the walk on the beach, the simple things, the really simple things in life
you
really
start to appreciate that, for sure. And from what I can hear, it seems like you actually, you are, and when I say you, I'm talking about the industry in general and the people who dedicate their lives to this industry. You're grappling with some really serious emotions at times. You're grappling with some serious life decisions. And I'd like to take the conversation in the direction of a friend of yours who has seen a really unique opportunity within the industry. She works in yachting recruitment. Her company is called Float, but she's added an element of wellness to this. Can you speak to me about that and tell me how that has helped you personally and can help others who are in the same space?
100%. I'm so excited about this company, Float, because like you say, it's not just recruitment for the crew, for crew, for the yachts, but she also does do wellness packages. So I think there's three different types of wellness packages, and they all include like either helping you know, girls and boys transition out of yachting.
Okay.
Set up goals, set up future plans, you know, whether it's, you know, figuring out future goals, how they can change what they're doing on the yachts and bring it something, you
apply
know,
that skill apply set, it yes, yeah, into based. Something on land.
Exactly. And just dealing with any issues or emotional issues that come from like going from a certain lifestyle back to, you know, a more land-based lifestyle, which is amazing. And just other packages in terms of like whether it's environment-based or whether a person is feeling like confused in terms of, you know, what to do next. They just help prioritize all those overwhelming feelings and just help reset, you know, and help you to align your goals, work towards something.
And to formulate a plan, because I think it's really hard when you have been disconnected for so long to know what options are available to you. So she's almost bridging the gap from sea to land, and that is one of the packages. Another service that you have said that they offer is support on the boats as well. So if you are a yachty, and especially the younger ones, I mean, you're going over, you're enthusiastic, but you're also dealing with a lot of firsts.
A lot
of firsts. And who do you actually speak to that about? Like you said, you may be very lucky to make a best friend or a trusted confidant on the boat, but it's very much company that you're not necessarily choosing. But who is your go-to person when you have something that is a little bit more complex to deal with, and they can fill that gap?
Yes. And on, but also, I mean, on top of that, on another note, you know, it's a very different work and living lifestyle to land-based. I mean, when you're at work on land, you come home and you leave your work behind.
Yeah.
On the yachts, you live and work with. So even off the clock, you're still with your work colleagues. You're not getting a break. So work is never really switching off, because you're still having to act a certain way. You're still having to, you know, wear the uniform, you know, 24/7.
Represent the team.
Represent the boat and be in each other's thing. There isn't alone time. Even when you go to your cabin, you're sharing with another colleague. You know, and it's generally very small spaces. It's not like your bedroom where you can lounge around and, you know, really
and
get comfortable.
It's
Be free. It's constantly that you're around people, and you're constantly. So I think that even on that note, just to know that there's someone, if you're in an environment that you're feeling, you know, nervous around, or it is, you know, there's a lot of personalities and you might be feeling dominated, or you might not be feeling heard, or, you know, work might be just being so much pressure and you're not having any time to reflect or take some time for yourself. There's a lot of emotions that can build up and, you know, people can build all sorts of anxiety issues and all of that. So to be able to speak to that to someone before it gets, you know, crazy, I think it's amazing, especially someone who's had experience. And I know that the lady that she's working with is an incredible psychiatrist. And will just be an amazing help.
Amazing. So there's actually professional help unique to this industry. And she was in the industry herself. I think that's really important because she understands the intimacy and the demands of the industry.
Sure.
Because like you say, work, you don't actually ever leave work. Mm-mm. And there's a lot of pressure to perform because it's a very competitive industry now.
Huge,
So many people are looking for placements. And you know that if you slip up, you might not get that
Just disposable as well. There's just another person who can fill your role. So
that's really
it's
hard.
Huge pressure.
That's a lot of pressure. I'm so thankful to know that there are people who are thinking in this direction. I think that it is something that the industry has long needed, and I'm just so stoked that you came in to chat to us about this today. I would love to speak more about the food that you do. There's so many topics that we can unpack, and this is an open invite to come on again. But for now, let's wrap up the conversation with regards to float and just introducing a pause and wellness into the industry of yachting. I have in my hand a business card, and I'd just like to leave our listeners with some contact details. So Katie Lee Grant is the name that you are looking for. The company is Float, and you'll be able to find them online, and that number is 064-775-5217, or you can email info@floatrecruitment or floatwellness.com. And that is for all of the yachties. From a fellow yachtie, Tinky Taylor Abound, in studio with you this morning. Taylor, thank you so much for coming. It feels so weird to call you Taylor. I'm like, that's
so
not
professional.
Your name. That's not your name.
But thank you so much, Leah. And to all those yachties thinking of heading over for a first time, good luck. And definitely give Float a message, because they'll definitely help you get
for
over
sure.
There.
And I mean, we're looking at the end of the road year, but I know that you've had some incredible experiences on the yacht, and please do not feel like this is something that you shouldn't pursue based on this conversation. Just know that there is a support network out there for you, and your wellness matters. You're on Mornings on the Move with me, Leah G, and we're moving on back to the music. You too coming your way with All I Want Is You after this short ad break.